Hello, everybody, and welcome to Girls Night. Woo, 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 everybody. I am your host. My name is Tom Scary. Wait a second. Wait a second. It's not Ghoul's Fright in here. I got confused. I am exhausted. Our guest today is the wonderful, the magical Mike Cronin.
Hey.
Or as I called you last night on stage, Matt Cronin.
For no reason.
I don't know what I was definitely out of it. You ever been like, you get on stage and you're taking the mic out of the stand and that's all you're thinking about? Because I was like, I got to put my drink on the stool and get this mic out of the stand and say the names. And the names, I was like, well, I'll get the names, right?
Yeah.
And instead I said Cam and Matt. But our guest today is Mike Cronin. You can pick up his debut album. That I opened for him on. It's called Al Qaeda is Al Rida.
Okay.
Is that what? That's what it is. That's the alt version. That's the director's cut. Yeah, I'm the director.
The director's cut. It's called Hot for Too Long.
I keep calling it Too Hot for Too Long, too.
Yeah, everybody does. It's infuriating.
Maybe you should have named it that. Well, sounds like the people have spoken.
Maybe you should shut up.
Hey, fuck you.
Hey, fuck you.
Oh, this is a good episode. Yeah. We just yell at each other. How's the album doing? How are you feeling? Is it feeling good? How high did it reach on those charts?
I got the number 5 the first day.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And doing well, I think. I'm realizing that nobody buys CDs anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
I got the numbers.
Yep. Have you been trying to sell them, like, on the road or something? Like, after shows?
Oh, that's another thing. I got 100 digital download codes made.
Ah.
And I have 3 left.
Nice.
So I asked for more, and I said, oh, yeah, sure, you can have more. But just so you know, only 17 people have cashed this in.
What?
Yeah.
So people bought them from you, but then didn't even
just
use them?
Didn't use them.
Weird.
Also, I gave 30 of them to my friends. So
wait, I didn't get one? I had to buy your fucking album?
What?
You piece of shit.
I would have given you one.
That's fine.
Across the country, I'm going to mail that.
Mail it to me. Isn't
I'm
it
already
little,
in the
why
red.
Why don't you just tell me the code? Mail it to me? What the fuck are you talking about?
Mail you a download code.
You have a promo code? Well, I'd have to fax it to you. it's awesome that you have one. Are you working on the new hour now? Like, what's the new goal? What's the next thing?
Yeah, I am hosting for New Year's. I go bananas and
oh, so you're a host now?
Yeah.
Oh, so you've okay.
I've been demoted.
Sounds like the album went well.
But, I've been working on some new material, and I'm hoping to do all new material
Ooh,
next week. So.
Nice. That's going to be a fun weekend if you're in the Cincinnati area or anywhere in Ohio. Check out, it's Ryan Singer
and
Andy
Singer
Woodhull.
And Andy Woodhull.
That's a sweet fucking lineup. So you can either... I would recommend that you come see me, though. Also, I'm going to be performing at the Comedy Attic New Year's Eve, and I'm bringing the girls' night favorite.
Tommy Macnascare.
Tommy. Wait, was it? Yeah, is it Scaria? Macnascare?
Yeah. Toomey.
Toomey and old Tommy. Wait, I'm Toomey. it's going to be a good time. Brad Wilhelm is hosting. We're going to have a fun old time. So come there instead of here. I lied. Yeah. You shouldn't come to Cincinnati. Well, that's awesome. How's Chicago?
It's great.
Good?
Yeah.
Having fun out there?
I am,
You still live in a place without a bathroom?
You know it.
Yeah.
I have a bathroom. It's just not connected to my apartment.
Hey, we're don't all doing great.
Don't be a piece of shit about it.
Hey, I live in a basement. What do I... I live in a basement so I can be closer to my fans, the rats. Yeah. You rat people out there. I come to you. I'm doing a tour of my basement. I go to different corners. I do a show in the closet. I've been in Cincinnati for the past like 4 days. I drove from New York, and it's been a good time. I've been working here.
We get it. You live in New York.
I live in Brooklyn, and vegan coffee shop sort of deal. What's another thing people say?
About
a stereotype in Brooklyn. Yeah,
there's vampires.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Where?
They made a documentary about it.
No way. What's it called?
Vampire in Brooklyn.
I wish that all movies were titled like that. Like, that was a golden era of film when it was just like, yeah. Snakes on a plane. Like, that's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hold on. I think Cam's alarm. God damn. Cam keeps hitting his fucking snooze in there. Uh-huh. You can all hear it. I asked him to be on the fucking podcast. He sleeps through it. I didn't ask him until he was already asleep. But yeah, I wish all movies were titled like that.
Yeah.
Like,
Boat Underwater.
Is that Jaws?
Titanic.
Oh, Titanic. Yeah. Boat Crash. Let's see. What's another film? I got nothing. I can't think of any movies. Forgetting Your Ex. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. let's see. What's another fucking movie? I can't think of it.
Man Inside Machine.
Man Inside Machine? What's that?
That's The Matrix.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. This is kind of a fun guessing game.
Yeah.
I like this. It. Oh, man. This is fun. All right. Innocent White Guy Goes to Prison.
Is that Let's Go to Prison?
No, that's Shawshank Redemption. I think I've ranted on this podcast about that movie. It's funny how, like, in that movie, it's about a white guy who goes to jail, and everybody else is guilty. Like, all the black people are guilty in the movie, but they're, like, reformed. Like, Morgan Freeman was guilty, but it's, like, but the only white guy in the movie, of course, he was innocent.
Yeah.
And then Brooks dies. Man, what a movie.
Speaking of Brooksy.
Speaking of Brooksy, pick up Sally Brooks' album. Mm-hmm. Brooks was here?
Yeah.
I named that album.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I mean, it was pretty obvious, I guess, but she was like, oh, shit, why not? And then she made a joke post about it, and then she was like, well, people seem to like the title.
Yeah.
But I won't be getting any fucking credit for that. I got to hit her up, be like, hey, I deserve money or something.
You do. And
right?
It's way better than her original title. Which was Queefs, Beefs, and Griefs.
What? Did you say Queefs, Speefs?
Beefs.
Oh. What was the last word?
Griefs.
What's your... Oh. I thought I could swear you said Queefs, Spreefs, and... I don't even know what the last word. Reefs? <Yeah.
laughs> He's got a 5-minute chunk on the Great Barrier Reef. That's pretty good.
Weatherman gets stuck in time. Yeah, because Groundhog Day, it's like, that's just a day. That doesn't tell me what movie I'm seeing.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to know what it is. this is a good time. Man, I had somebody, so I've been at Bananas all week, and it's been really fun. I've been here with Dave Waite. It was a great time, but after one of the shows, this guy kept telling me, like, the people were just lit up. People get real drunk here,
yeah.
I feel like more so than anywhere,
yeah.
Because the bar is attached to the club, so people just go over to it and get fucking lit up. I've been lit up all week. I've been real toasty.
Real roasted.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm so tired. I decided I'm going to take some time off of drinking, which by which I mean today. I'm going to try to take today off.
Yeah, they've been calling you Old Marshmallow Brady.
Is that
been
right?
Toasted all week.
I've been toasted. But this guy was real lit up with his girlfriend, and he kept telling me that he liked me, and he goes, "No, man, you don't understand. I hate everything. This means something to me." And I was like, yeah. And every time he said, "I hate everything," I laughed. And he goes, "Stop laughing. I hate everything." He was like, "I'm serious. I don't know why you're laughing. I hate everything." And I was like, that's a crazy thing to say. I was like, what do you like then? He was like, I don't like comedy. I don't like this. And I was like, well, what do you like? And he goes, Bengals football. That was it.
Oh,
oh, it was a good time. You have people say weird stuff to you after shows. What's the weirdest comment you can think of that you've gotten from somebody where you're like, I don't even know if that's good?
I used to do a joke about about having fat sex and how it's awful. Just two fat people having sex.
Yeah.
Being a fat person. Uh-huh. And this lady came up to me and she was like, I just want to let you know, me and my husband were talking and we don't think you're doing it right.
Did they tell you what to do?
No, they didn't.
Oh, no.
I was just like, okay. And then they just left.
That's so good. That's amazing. Yeah, I did a show in Wisconsin this past, like last weekend, where I had to do this weird high school thing. It was one of those things where you're just continuously finding out information about the show after you've agreed to do it. You're like, oh, that wasn't what I thought was happening.
Yeah.
Originally, it was, hey man, can you do like 15 minutes of like kind of cleanish comedy for a college? And I was like, yeah, of course. And they were like, it's this much money. And I was like, that sounds cool. And then they were like, well, and also maybe do like a 10-minute presentation on how you market yourself in comedy. And I was like, well, that's weird, but yeah. I guess. I don't know. That sounds easy. And then I get a phone call where they're like, hey, so you're going to be doing about 25 minutes of comedy that's squeaky clean. And give like a 15-minute presentation and then do like a 10-minute Q&A. So it's like 45 to 50 minutes. And then they were like, and then you're going to do it. So you're going to do that at 2, and then there's going to be a 15-minute break, and then you do it again at 3, and then a 15-minute break, and then you do it again at 4. Yeah. Also, they're high school children. And I was like, oh, shit. That doesn't sound good. And but the kids were awesome, but I ended up being okay. I was like terrified of the material I was gonna do, and then afterwards the Q&A was so fun. But this one kid just raised his hand and asked me how old I was, and I was like, "That seems hurtful. I don't know. I feel like you're trying to get to me."
Yeah.
The only part that was scary was that during the Q&A, I had mentioned having a Twitter during the presentation or something, and they all looked me up on Twitter, and my tweets are not for children.
Nope, not at all.
This girl starts reading one of my tweets, and the tweet is that I hate my stepdad so much that I want to make him love me just so that I can hurt him by getting into porn. And this kid goes, hey, why do you hate your dad so much that you want to hurt it, or your stepdad so much? And I was like, eek, you gotta stop that. It was a good time, though. Have you ever done comedy for high school children?
Not specifically for high school children.
But they were there.
I did. That reminded me so much of Alex. Alex asked me if I wanted to do this show, and I agreed. And we get there, and we're doing stand-up at a bike-a-thon for MS.
Yeah.
So people just biked 75 miles. And we're on an outfield. We're on an outside stage, like performing.
Yeah.
And we get there at 2 in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And we're checking in, and they go, okay, so you go on right now. And so Alex is like, well, you're up, buddy. And I go up, and I have to do like 15 minutes of super clean stuff. And there's not an audience set up.
Yeah.
There's just a field full of like, there's like sports drinks booths.
Uh-huh.
And then like, there's a big picnic area that's like 100 feet away from me, and it's the closest people.
Yeah.
But they're all eating after they just bite so much. So none of them care.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Even if they laughed, they're so far away that I couldn't hear or tell if they're laughing.
And they're probably exhausted.
Yeah.
Like, they're probably not laughing like hard. Even if they think something's funny, they're just like, oh, fuck, I'm so tired.
So I just bomb for 15 minutes and then bring up Alex, and then he does this. And oh no, I go to bring him up. I'm like, do you want to go up? And this band's setting up, and he goes, oh no, actually, they don't need any more comedy, so this band's going to go on.
So you didn't even, he didn't even go up?
No.
It was just you?
It was just me just eating it.
And what? Did he get paid?
Well, we ended up doing like a set later.
Oh, I gotcha.
So the band set up, and we went and like hung out for a while. And I'm talking to him about the stage was powered by a generator, like a gas generator.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pointing at it, standing right next to it. I was like, this was the loudest thing in the world. I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah.
All I could hear was this goddamn generator. And as I'm pointing at it, it runs out of gas and dies.
Uh-huh.
And all the band's instruments just cut off. Uh-huh. So they all turn around and they see me, like, next to this generator. Like, what'd you do, man? Like, I didn't do anything. Like, this guy loves MS.
The generator just totally fucked you.
Yeah. Like, one of the other...
this guy loves MS.
One of the other weird things I've ever heard was later after we did our second set, this lady came up to me and she was like, oh, I saw you out in the field earlier. I just want to let you know you weren't doing as bad as you thought you were. Just such a weird compliment.
Did you make comments like that you thought it wasn't going
well?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Like, it'd be funny if you didn't.
This is rough.
It would have been so much funnier if you didn't ever say anything. Yeah. So, yeah, I know you thought you were terrible, obviously, but I don't think so. I thought you were okay. Here's one. Mentally handicapped man has a baby with a woman who dies of AIDS. That's a good title.
That's a snappy title.
This could be like a Doug Loves Movies game.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. It's like a way dumbed down version. That's a good time. Yeah, I feel like at Brouhaha, it's like that a lot of the time where you're like, because that's a comedy festival in Cincinnati that's a beer festival also, yeah. And you perform outside, and it's the most fun because you can watch some of your favorite comics just eat a dick. Like, I remember seeing, like, great comics just in front of nobody, and then a fucking band starts playing during their set.
One of my favorites was Hawkins was doing the tunnel stage, and just it wasn't going well. And so he just started singing, "Under the bridge downtown is where I ate my dick."
That's so good. Yeah. I can't remember who it was. Oh, it was Chad Daniels, who is a monster. He's the best. Mm. Check out his stuff if you get a second. His Conan is amazing. But he was on that tunnel show. It's like this, yeah, you're still outside, but you're under a tunnel. So it's the best stage, I think, there.
Yeah, it's the most like a stand-up club.
Yeah.
Although there is like weird acoustics where on stage, like people could be having a quiet conversation, but the way it bounces off the walls, it goes right into your ear.
Yeah, yeah.
That can be weird sometimes.
It's infuriating. Yeah. But then the laughs bounce around, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that you would know about that, but zing!
I can't hear the laughs over the applause break. Chairs moving from the standing ovations.
Those are people shuffling around in their chairs uncomfortably.
Yeah.
You just think it's applause,
and it's me clapping.
I saw Chad there. And a truck pulled up behind him with kegs in it. It's like this truck that's like a cooler for kegs, and they will not stop unloading it. And they did it right next to the stage where they didn't need to do it. And he was pissed. And he waited for them to not look, and then he went and unplugged their truck.
So the cooling
went off, and the kegs were all fucked up. And then just ran back on stage, and nobody noticed. It was so great. What a time. I'm going to take a break for just a second and grab another coffee, but we will be right back on Girls Night. Woo!
We back.
And meet Kronberg. Meet Kronberg. Yeah, yeah. You ever do that?
No.
You never do that?
Nope.
You never go, meet Cronin. Yeah, yeah.
You know what's weird? I don't often sing my real name.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Your name, your real name's Meat?
Meat Kronberg, yeah. My stage name is Mike Cronin. I don't know why it is so on that.
That'd be great if your birth certificate said Meat on it. The club owner in Bloomington, my BFF, my BFF Jared, calls Meat Beef. He's like, who's that guy in Cincinnati? Beef?
The beef guy?
The beef man.
Well, you guys got beef.
So good. Guys, we forgot to do sponsors up top. I mean, we might lose some valuable dollars here. I'm kind of concerned. We've got three, so I'll read the first one, and then Meat Kronberg, you can do the second one, and then I'll finish it off. The first one is this is a it's a TV show about a guy who likes to have sex with the ground. It's called 6 Inches Under. And it's a Showtime original. It's got that guy from Dexter or some shit. I don't know. That's not a very good pro plug for that show. I'm sorry. I'm tired. you want to do the second one?
Sure.
What we got?
Actually, for you reminded me of another TV show I'm sponsored by.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a former New York Giant running back, Tiki Barber.
Yep.
He likes to get his hair cut exclusively in Hawaii.
Okay.
And there's a reality show about it coming out called Tiki Barber's Tiki Barber.
There's a reality show about that?
Yeah, it's just about him flying back and forth and how much money he spends on it.
That seems, I don't mean to criticize our sponsors, but I mean, that doesn't seem like a very full show. You know, like a show like 6 Inches Under. You got a whole love story building between this guy and the earth.
The earth.
It's a guy flying back and forth to get his hair cut.
How many jokes have you heard about the airplane, like travel and all that?
That's true.
You're just seeing it real life.
That's
it's
true.
Ripe with comedy.
Does he have a private jet, Tiki Barber?
No, he flies coach.
Yeah, that sounds like
I mean, he flies every week, so he's got to...
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess that just sounds like a legal nightmare. You got to get all those people to sign paperwork that they'll be on.
Yeah.
It just seems like a lot of work for... I mean, is that compelling? I probably shouldn't be talking shit about the sponsors like this. Well, check that show out, Tiki Barber's Tiki Barber.
Yeah.
And don't forget to check out 6 Inches Under. Oh, my God, I'm coming to the ground. That's a clip.
Yeah.
The other sponsor we have this year is it's almost the new year. We got a new sponsor for it. Have you heard of Not Your Father's Root Beer?
Yeah,
it's Not Your Father's is a brand of beers that they make root beer. Now they make ginger ale, Not Your Father's Ginger Ale. Well, now they're venturing out, and they're making something, a product that they call it's Not Your Father's Real Dad, and it's stepdads.
Yeah.
This isn't your father's dad. This ain't your daddy's father. And it's stepdads. So look out for those. Yep.
I got another sponsor.
You have another sponsor? Yeah. Oh my God! Let's hear it.
The famous astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson, he actually invested a lot of money in this new company that is Native American based. They actually take old bison carcasses and turn them into vacuums for poor communities. It's called Neil deGrasse Tyson's Bison Dysons.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. That's very helpful to the community.
Yeah, it's good for the community.
Bison Dyson?
Bison Dyson. Yeah.
It seems like, so are the bison already dead when they...
Yeah, they're dead.
They're already dead.
The old rib cages to make a vacuum.
That's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Do they work? I don't understand how we could do... I guess I'm just critical of yours because that one sounds a lot better than... Not Your Father's Father. Why? I don't understand how they plan on selling
stepdads. They do exclusively use the Bison Dyson in Tiki Barber's Tiki Barber.
Oh, they're correlated.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
You have synergy.
It's all about synergy.
Well, that's good. Those are our sponsors this week. I have this written down in my notebook here that I forgot about. But you ever notice when you're looking through like Facebook... Or like Twitter, there are all these articles, mostly like BuzzFeed, but all these like clickbaity fucking things where it's a picture of like a weird looking child actor.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you're not going to believe these child actors who turned into hotties or like what they look like now. And it's like so weird that they're just saying these fucking nerd kids. Like, how's it supposed to make children feel? I think it'd be funny if they went the other way, too. You're like, you're not going to believe what these hot kids turned into. Look at this piece of shit. They kind of do that, actually.
I was reading an article the other day. It was a clickbait, and it pissed me off so much because it was like 17 childhood actors and what they do now.
Uh-huh.
And 90% of them was like... it's like he became a doctor for a while, but he also still does acting.
Yeah. Those things, oh, it's so infuriating. Yeah. They're never good. No. And they did the thing where you have to, like, keep clicking.
Uh-huh. That is the worst.
It's so annoying. And then you see an ad. And I get it. I go out of my way not to click them. But,
yeah
it's... I just wish that they were more blatant about the kids. Like, this ugly fucking kid turned into a fucking hot piece of ass. It's always like the picture of that kid from Jerry Maguire or something. It's like, that kid, he was a cute kid. Like, what are you talking about?
Remember that kid you never wanted to fuck? Well, check
these
out.
These ugly, unfuckable kids. We want hot kids.
Give us the hot kids.
Where are the hot kids?
It's pedophile Seinfeld.
I like fucking kids. I'm not afraid of it.
What's the deal with boys' tidy whities?
Oh, man. If they get hard, it's not illegal.
Now, that is true. I hate to make, like, a PSA for pedophiles, but that's actually a loophole in the law that I think we need to fix.
One time my friend Jake said, if they come, it's not illegal. I was like, what? Is that true? And he was like, what the fuck are you talking about? No, that's not true. Oh, man. This is off the rails. Woo! Okay.
We're getting kooky in here today, folks.
I feel loopy and kooky and all kinds of spooky. Yeah, ugly kids. Yeah. Have you seen Star Wars yet?
No, I haven't.
You haven't seen it yet? God damn it. You got to see the Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
I was walking out. I went and saw it with Dave Waite the other day, and it's so fucking fun to see a new Star Wars movie. But it was really fun because me and you have a past of going to movie theaters and making bad jokes that people don't like. Uh-huh. Like when I think we've told this on here before, where we walked up to the register and you were like, it was that fucking joke where it was like, two tickets, not together, but we do fuck. And they just did not enjoy it at all.
No, they just stone-faced me.
Well, leaving the theater this time, there was these guys standing outside, like, they had just seen the movie, mm-hmm. and they were talking about it and, like, giving away huge spoilers if you hadn't seen it. And so we walked by them. And I just go, God damn it, I haven't seen it yet. And they were like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I was like, I'm just fucking with you. And then we got in the car. But they didn't really laugh. They were just like, oh my God. Like they just seemed like I really put them through a roller coaster.
The fear got it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. That's what they get. Uh-huh. They shouldn't be talking about the movie right after it happens.
They should be going to church. Isn't that what Star Wars is about?
That is what it is about. Yeah, that's what it's about. No, it's a good time. You seen any good movies lately?
No, I haven't.
Well,
I was gonna go see Creed.
I gotta see that.
I know, me too.
I saw The Good Dinosaur.
You did?
Yeah. Did I tell you about this? I cried during it.
Yeah.
Yeah, not because of the movie. It was just it was quiet for a few minutes, and I had time to think about my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real tearjerker. Any movie where there's
that,
it's quiet for a second.
Off with your tears.
It's a real tearjerker. It's sad and hot. While I've been here, I've just been like I said, I've been partying real hard. And then during the day, I'm just like trying to find, just doing anything, but like not anything too mind consuming. And so yesterday I just watched football all day, and then read Aaron Carter's Twitter. I spent hours reading Aaron Carter's Twitter, I think.
Oh, I'd love to hear all about it.
Oh, it's a good time. Aaron Carter posted a picture of himself crying on the internet yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, and it said, stupid fucking love. And it's him with, like, all teary-eyed. And the beauty of Aaron Carter right now, Aaron Carter's going through something right now where... he's going anti-fan. He was the most supportive of his fans, and now he's like, fuck the fans. Like, because about 3 weeks ago...
Hello!
Oh, shit. Oh, Hank.
Yeah.
Is that who that is?
Hank Cunningham.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. The only reason I knew that name is you have a little badge that says Hank on it. Yeah, what the fuck? You crashing through the window? I'm not even at home.
Well, I saw the mic set up, so I decided maybe I'd pop in, do a quick 10, 20-minute set.
You're a comedian?
Yeah, I'm a comedian. You never heard about Hank Cunningham?
I mean, I guess I've heard lore, but I didn't know it was true.
Well, I'm Hank Cunningham. I've been doing stand-up 37 years. I've never been paid, but hopefully... Well,
why do you
much
still
does
do
this
it?
Pay?
This doesn't pay. It's a podcast. I mean, we have sponsors, but, you know.
So they pay you, but you don't pay me?
Well, I mean, I haven't really received any cash yet, but I'm waiting. When I get that money, I'll pay the guests.
All right. So what's the idea of these podcasters? What are they?
This is a podcast. What do I have to explain this to you for? You're a fucking stranger to me. You're bursting in. I guess I am desperate for
what radio
guests.
Station is this on?
It's not on radio. It's on Audacity and Podomatic. And
I'll tell you what, you
put it on
audacity.
The it's on iTunes.
Talking to me like this.
What's that?
Said you got some audacity talking to me like this.
Is that?
I'm a fucking legend around here.
You've never been paid to do comedy, it sounds like, though.
No, but people know who I am.
Do they?
Yep.
I guess I have heard stories about a shitty comedian who shows up on people's podcasts.
Hey, fuck
and
you.
Rude. Hey, fuck you.
Hey, fuck you.
Well, so if you want to share some of your jokes, I guess that's fine.
Yeah, all right. Where do I point?
I mean, stare into my eyes. We have to.
Okay.
Good start.
How's it going, folks? My name's Hank Cunningham. Been married 3 times. My last ex-wife, she was ugly. She put the ooh in spousal abuse. Hello.
Oh, shit. Can I interrupt?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
That's a bit that might be... That's going to get a blog.
What's that?
That's something that people write when you say offensive things. Problematic things. Yeah, like spousal abuse. Also, she's talking about she's ugly.
Oh, yeah, she's a pig. She is real gross. I met her on...
why'd you marry her?
Well, we met on online dating. Tried that.
Really? You don't know what a podcast is? You know about online dating?
Well, my nephew showed me how to work it. I don't really know what I'm doing.
This is fun.
But she had a really pretty picture, so I showed up, and she was a pig.
And then you married her?
Well, I had to.
That's not how online dating
works. We
were
pot committed. It was called... Come meet and marry me at this coffeeshop.com.
What?
Yeah, it's a real website.
I wonder if they sponsor people. Come meet and marry me. Sorry, I'm always thinking about business, to be honest with you. I'm very business-minded. I'm not doing well financially right now. Come meet and marry me. Do you think that anybody ever misinterprets that as come meet and marry
That's
me?
That's what I thought it was.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's why I showed up, and she was a pig. P I I double G pig. It's like, what service provider do you use? A O O.
That's not clever at all.
Hank Cunningham. You stepped on my tag.
A O O. Oh, your tag of Hank Cunningham.
That's right.
This is great.
Let me a little advice for you. How long have you been doing comedy?
Oh, about 2 months.
I've taken shits longer than that.
2 months?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I lied about that. But, yeah, it's been 3 months. And I'm new. I'm real new. I'm hot. I'm a hot young new face.
Well,
I consider comedy starting as the day you do new faces in Montreal.
I have never heard of that. One of the the best ways to get your name out there is just to constantly say it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think Dave Wade does that.
Nope, look at him.
That's it. You're not
he
wrong.
He actually took my comedy class.
You teach a comedy class?
Yep.
What are the principles? Oh, yeah?
Yep. It's A-B-Y. Always okay. Be yucking.
Oh, that's good. Instead mm-hmm. of always be closing?
I don't know what that is. So what I do is I just have you bring your own microphone wherever you go,
uh-huh.
set up, and any crowd you see, be it a coffee shop or a ER emergency room.
Uh-huh. Wait, you're doing this in emergency rooms?
Oh, all the time. They love it.
Do they? Who? The patients? The nurses?
No, the comedians. Patients don't care for it. The hospital will kick you out pretty quickly. But it's good stage time.
Yeah.
It doesn't pay anything. But
so you've never been paid?
Not yet.
What keeps you doing not yet? What nope. keeps you doing this?
I think I'm right about to get paid.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What amount do you... how do you make money?
I'm on disability.
What for? I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry. What are you on disability for? If you don't mind me asking, I don't think that's too rude, right?
I have a condition called tight jacket syndrome.
Tight jacket syndrome? Mm-hmm. What does that entail? What is your struggle?
No matter what size jacket I put on, my body expands to it being too tight. It's a gradual syndrome, but it does happen. So I get about $200 a week from Obama for that. And that's not even through healthcare. He sends me a personal check signed Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, he puts Hussein.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That sounds like a real nightmare. So you just can't wear a jacket that's not too tight.
No. Never worn a jacket that fits
me. Have you
me.
Tried an XXL?
Have you? Can you find one?
Yeah.
And a lost and found?
Oh,
at a kid's school? That's where I get all my clothes.
I think I know the problem. You're wearing children's clothes.
I only get $200 a month. What am I supposed to do?
You could buy a jacket with like $50. You, I feel
it's
like
easy for you to say. You know how many cans
easy
of
for
beans you can buy with $50?
Oh, how many?
A month's worth.
Probably 50. How many cans of beans are you eating?
Twice, two a day.
Oh, damn. How dare you talk to me by that way? By the way, I'm also on disability.
Oh yeah, what's wrong with you?
Oh, you can't tell with your eyes. So you assume that I'm just like everybody else.
Are you a feather?
Oh, shut up!
You're one of those feathers, huh?
No, I'm not a feather. I'm a come on. No. I'll tell you my struggle. Have you heard of an actor named Tim Allen?
Yeah.
Well, you are him, right?
Wait. I'm not fucking Tim Allen.
Oh, sorry.
What are you, a cop?
I'm sorry. See, isn't it ironic? My disease flares up right when I talk about it.
What's your disease?
I have selective Tim Allen disorder. Oh, sometimes I get confused and think the person I'm talking to is Tim Allen. And can you just do one of these?
You know, I'll try it.
Okay, that makes me feel you're not
okay,
Tim Allen.
Good.
I have to make everybody do that to make sure they're not Tim Allen.
You know, a lot of people would make fun of you for it, but I actually had an aunt who was diagnosed with Al Borland fatigue.
What does that entail?
She gets really tired anytime she sees a flannel and a beard.
Oh, that sounds like a living hell.
Yeah.
It sounds like instead for those of you out there making fun of us for these diseases, I just pray that your children don't get selective Tim Allen disorder, Al Borland fatigue,
yeah.
So you don't have to, so they don't have to see the hell
she falls
that
asleep
I through
at
every
comedy show.
What a nightmare that must be.
Oh, horrible.
I get $30 a month from Obama for that.
Now do you bypass the healthcare system also?
Yeah, I don't have time for that. You got to sit on the phone with him for too long.
It's a scam.
I just wrote Obama every day for a year, and And then eventually he,
that's
know, he
actually
breaks down.
The second stage of my comedy class is to trick the president into giving you money every month. Because he's going to do it. I mean, he doesn't.
He
if
will.
It's not you, it's going to be someone else.
These liberals just love handing out free cash.
That's right.
What was I going to? Oh, yeah. I want to hear more of your jokes there, Hank Cunderham.
Oh.
You know what? I've changed my mind about you, Hank. I like you.
You like me?
Yeah, I think so.
You're an up and comer. I think I see a sparkle in your eye. You could be like the next that Indian guy on Big Bang Theory.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Hey, that means a lot to me.
Some carpet rider.
He probably made. Whoa. Some carpet rider.
Is that the term they use?
I don't think anybody uses that.
I'm out of touch.
Hank Cunderham. I don't know. Some people might criticize your style for being outdated and misogynist. How do you feel about that?
Seems right.
Yeah? Yeah, you're okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. All right.
I'm an old timer. I started in the Borscht Belt and then moved on to the Sun Belt.
Okay.
And the Weight Belt.
All right.
And now I'm more of a back brace comic.
Okay.
I've got a bad back.
Well, all right. That's fine. Do you get any help for that?
No, I don't.
Well, it seems interesting that you wouldn't seek some sort of medical
care. Have you heard
care.
Of a futon?
Yeah.
Well, I sleep on a crouton.
What's, do you mean like the breadcrumb?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Just a single one.
Right. How does that bring you any kind of comfort?
It's better than sleeping on the floor, I'll tell you that.
Some would say that that is sleeping on the floor.
Well, I disagree.
If you were to fall asleep on the ground and there was a rock there, you wouldn't say, oh, I'm sleeping on a rock.
You sleep on a rock.
No, you're sleeping on the floor. There was just a rock there.
Oh, really? So you're just going to disregard rocks, you rock racist?
Oh, I'm a rock. You just said carpet rider.
That's what they're called, Tom. You don't even know. You're not even a full one.
Hey, come on. How do you know about me?
Yeah, I saw your fucking act.
Oh, you did?
You fucking hack.
Hey, you're a fucking hack.
Hey, you're a hack.
You're a fucking hack.
You're a hack.
You're a hack.
You're a fucking hack.
You're a hack.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was a fun hack off.
Yeah. Which is stage three of my. It's called the hack off, whack off.
That's the part where you accuse other people of being hacks for getting stuff that you don't get, right?
Yeah, and the first one to come loses. Has to eat my bed.
Why do you want people? Why do you want people to hear
I don't want it.
You just said has to eat your bed as if it's a punishment.
Look, when you're doing stand-up, you got to be all in. And sometimes you got to eat a bed filled with cum.
Wait.
Filled with other people's cum.
You're coming on the crouton?
Yeah, you got to jerk off. Did I not mention that part? You jerk off onto my bed while calling each other a hack.
You did not tell me that. You just first one to finish loses?
Yeah.
That seems pretty easy not to finish. I mean, most people have to kind of concentrate a little bit to have an orgasm. So it seems weird that I'd say last one to come has to eat the...
No, first one. Right out of the gate.
Wait, also, if it's the first one to come, that means they're only eating their cum.
Yep.
Unless you anticipate.
Well, and my cum. You I preload every crouton with cum.
And also, or you're assuming that it's going to be like a photo finish on this cum.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be right at the, like, both are going to finish almost at the same time.
We do have a.
This is the most disgusting.
A ceiling mounted camera facing down.
This is the dumbest thing. I've been doing this podcast for kind of a while. I think that this is the dumbest episode we've ever had.
Yeah.
Between the Jerry Seinfeld pedophile.
I don't think
so. You weren't here for that part, but Oh, man. Woo! Well, were there any other tenets to your comedy class?
Yeah, I like to... one of the things I teach my students that's very important is to go to live comedy shows and try to bully the person on stage into giving you the microphone. That's a good way to make it in this business.
Yeah. Bully them.
Yeah. So like, hey,
how so?
There, you fucking knapsack, get off the stage.
Knapsack?
Oh, yeah.
Sounded like you wanted to say something more offensive there.
Well, yeah, normally I do, but I also like to throw in random weird insults, make them just so confused that they don't know where I'm coming from.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Has that ever worked out for you?
About 6 times.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I only started 29 years ago, so.
Oh, that's fair. That's not. That's a good clip you're on there.
Yeah.
Do you have a clip of your stand-up? Has it worked out that you hadn't booked from doing that? Damn it.
There's some clips of me online. I think you can find those.
I got you. Well, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you that a lot of people listen to this podcast, and you can really showcase yourself here. I mean, if you want to get booked for stuff, people have done it before. They've gotten booked because of this very podcast.
Oh, this
Connor Delahanty wouldn't have a career.
You're kidding me.
Oh, yeah?
Wait, so, Connor Delahanty.
Have you heard of him?
Has a career?
Sweet. Oh, that's a good
burn. I went on a tour with that kid and Slender Man.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
You and Slendy?
Me and Slendy are pretty tight. We do a lot of stuff together.
Does he do comedy?
Or no, did he just murder? A lot of the crowds turned on him when he ate that kid. But.
Does he eat kids? I don't fully understand Slender
It's kind
Man.
Of a Kaufman esque performance. Andy Kaufman, not the other fucking guy.
Who's the other one?
I think he's a Heeb.
I don't know another Kaufman, do I? Dustin Kaufman?
That's it. That's it.
That's
old
the guy
Captain
who,
Hook.
Hey, that's a fun character, huh? A guy who pretends to be Dustin Kaufman, but he coughs all the time? Or Dustin Hoffman? What?
What would that sound like, Tom?
It'd be like, what's a movie Dustin Hoffman's in? The Graduate? I work in plastics.
That's good.
Huh?
That's really good. I think we just found your new closer.
I'm Dustin Kaufman.
Yeah. This is the funniest thing you've said all day.
Hold on. What's another movie Dustin Hoffman's in?
Tootsie.
I don't remember that. He was in Stranger Than Fiction. Hook. Peter Pan. My old nemesis.
My favorite movie of all time, Meet the Fockers.
Of course. I don't remember any of his lines from that.
Hey, Robert De Niro.
Nice to meet you.
quit being such a fag to my son.
Oh, come on.
It's
you can't
from
use
the movie.
That word. I don't think that's
It was
movie.
A different time.
I don't think it was.
It was. It was at least 10 years ago.
Okay. You know what? We're going to wrap this up now that you've offended everyone.
In the middle of my
killer Dustin Kaufman bit, I feel very insulted. And so we're going to close down by, we'll have you to do a few of your jokes. Do you have something prepared?
Sure, I got a couple more.
Okay, and then maybe we'll analyze those if we feel like it. And then maybe finish that Aaron Carter thing.
Oh, okay.
You know about Aaron Carter, doesn't matter.
The party starter?
No, that's Darren Carter.
Oh.
I think.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, he took my class.
What happened to Mike Cronin?
Oh.
Sounds like he's been quiet this whole time over in the corner.
To be honest, I'm terrified of this guy.
Oh, I understand. He's a comedy monster.
Yeah.
I get it.
Well, he actually got me kicked off a couple shows.
How?
That's true. He's one of the guys I bullied into giving me the microphone. And
what did he call you?
How
did he bully you?
He said, hey, you young fog hat. I can't do his voice, but why don't you shove a pipe up your stinker, you dirty sand rider.
Sand rider.
Yeah, I don't know what that meant either.
Carpet rider, sand rider. Why don't you just come out and say what you want to say, you piece of shit.
All right, you want me
I'm
to say
I'm coming at you again, yeah.
Well, these fucking lamp rubbers have had it too good for too long.
These genie for years.
Yeah. All these with their monkeys being their best friends, marrying princesses with tigers. I'm sick of it.
It is kind of fucked up. Yeah.
I mean, let's not forget, they were thieves.
It's funny that back then, so in the cartoons, there were like roles for Indian people, but they were all white people. It was all white people playing those. Anyways, let's hear some of your material here, Hank Cunderham. This is your showcase for the world. I'll introduce, ladies and gentlemen, Hank Cunderham.
How's it going, folks? Hank Cunderham here. I have been married 3 times. My last ex-wife, she was ugly. She put the ooh in spousal abuse.
You did this one already earlier.
This is actually lesson 5 of my class.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the ultimate callback.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, do the same joke twice. And that way, people laugh twice.
I don't know that they do.
Yeah, because people who weren't listening the first time laugh, but also people like, he already did this one. Like, they're like, you laughed.
Did I? Mm-hmm. I don't remember that.
Nope, you laughed.
I don't know if I laughed either time.
No, you definitely laughed, you fucking pussy.
Hey,
hey, give me that mic.
Hey, no, you give me that mic. Oh, God, I had to wrestle the mic back. You're a sick fuck.
Hey, you're a sick fuck.
Oh, great.
Hold that mic by your neck. Like you're moving it back and forth like a snake charmer.
It'd be great to see you in a roast battle.
Oh, I'd love it.
Wrestle the mic. Somebody. All right. I'm sorry. I won't interrupt you this time. If you want to do a couple more, and then we'll end this.
My ex-wife, she was good with the roadhead, street BJs, avenue fellatios. I'll tell you what, Hank Cunderham loves the roadhead. But as I said, I'm single, so now I have road rash. I jerk off in my car. I don't know if you got it.
I don't really get. I don't understand. Why would that be road rash?
Because it's a lot of friction. I do too much.
And it gives you like a rash on your genitals?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Plus, I just... I come in the same old sock. I've been coming in the same sock for about 42 years now.
42?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Longer than your comedy career.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. About the 5th year anniversary, I was like, I should start doing stand-up comedy.
Oh, it was on the anniversary?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have an anniversary with this sock?
Sure, yeah.
Wait, so you've done this within being married? You kept the same sock?
Kept the same sock.
Oh, man. No wonder you're single.
Mm-hmm.
No offense.
Oh, none taken.
Oh, yeah.
And
none
thank
taken.
You.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear one more joke.
Give me that fucking microphone.
You got it this time, you piece of shit.
Yeah, now I got both microphones.
Hey, you piece of shit.
Hey, fuck you. All right. I got a pickup line for the ladies. I call my dick Men in Black 2 because there's a lot of hype, but it's shorter than you think.
Hank Cunderham, everybody. Did people think that Men in Black was going to be long?
Men in Black 2?
Yeah. Were they like, oh, I'm excited for this movie. It's going to be long.
I don't know. I will say that with commercials on TBS, it's 1.5 hours long.
Is that true?
Yep.
That's a short film.
Uh-huh.
They should have called it that. Come watch our short film, Men in Black 2. Well, it's been fun to have you, Hank Cunderham, but you got to get the fuck out of here before I call the cops.
Hey, fuck you.
Hey, fuck you.
Who do I give my address so they can send me a check?
You're not going to get a check for this, Hank.
You motherfucker.
Hey, fuck you.
Hey, you piece
you
of shit.
You piece of shit. I'm going to wrestle with you. Oh, yeah. You get the fuck out of here. It is over. He's saying that as he trails off. He's running away. Oh, that one wasn't even that clever.
I don't even know what that meant.
7-Eleven gas station attendant. Mike,
I'm
thanks
sorry for being so quiet, by the way.
Yeah, you were quiet there. You really left me, hung me out to dry there. But I get why you were scared. It is very aggressive.
I had to leave the room because I don't know if you noticed, but he was just swinging his arms at me.
I did notice that. I couldn't tell, though, if it was one of his takes. He said he was disabled. I wasn't sure if that was part of it.
Yeah.
But it's been a fun time having you on.
I loved it. Man. Well, can't say I loved it, but
you really shut down on me for you really left me fucked there, and really quickly, you know, we'll save Aaron Carter news for next time. Do you have anything you want to plug besides the Go Bananas is New Year's Eve, and come see me at the Comedy Attic on New Year's Eve. You can make the trip. Come see the early show at Go Bananas and come see the late show in Bloomington. Yeah. All right. Well, I think we are going to end this podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody. Do you have anything you want to tell the people? Oh, we should say keep it crispy.
Oh, yeah. We will say keep it crispy.
Okay.
Not really. Just follow me on Twitter.
At?
Bonesnake3.
That's right, Bonesnake3. On the count of three. Oh, I'm at Tom A. Brady, but you already know that probably. On the count of three, we're going to say keep it crispy. One, two, three.
Hank Cunderham.
All right, thanks, guys. Bye. Home is where I want to be.